There are too many cameras now, of course. Our grandchildren might be struggling to know what Grandad was like. They can pore over all the selfies, all the videos, all the sex tapes, all the podcasts. They want to know exactly what Grandad was like, who he had sex with. Nothing will be left to the imagination. Even my grandma had very little video of her. And I think all the better. Because I hold her up as his goddess in my mind. Would I think that way about her if I saw the sex tape? If I saw a WhatsApp group where she was slagging me and my granddad off? Thank God I've got none of that. But going back even further, it was days before cameras. There were the glory days for romanticising someone's life. Van Gogh self-portraits. He's cut off his ear. If we had the video, we'd just be laughing and a nutter, wouldn't we? The Mona Lisa. Lisa Gherardini. A Florentine woman from a modest family. Who was she? Where did that enigmatic smile come from? The eyes that follow you around the room. When in reality, if we could see the video, she was a mother of like 5 or 6 children. Just ordinary. She was a nobody. She was probably paid pittance to sit for hours for this jumped up twat Da Vinci who treated her like shit and didn't give a fuck all. Didn't give a fuck, he was taken away from 5 or 6 children so he could earn a few quid down the Sunday market for his poxy painting. Take me back to those pre-camera days where everything was made romantic by the brush. Now everything just looks so similar, all gurning into their camera phones. Every portrait priceless. But unlike the Mona Lisa, by priceless I just mean without price. Completely and utterly worthless.